You're with SBS Radio.
Nine-year-old Murray Boy led the Indigenous All-Star rugby team to the match on Saturday. A new bill is expected to be introduced to the Parliament today, calling for oil, coal and gas companies to pay for the damage their products have caused Australians. And Brisbane mourns the death of a mother and her three children killed in an apparent act of domestic violence. This is NITV Radio News and my name is Šárka Pechová. The Western Australian branch of the RSL has reversed its ban on the performance of Welcome to Country ceremonies and the flying of the Aboriginal flag at Anzac and Remembrance Day services. It comes days after it was revealed that the WA League changed its policy in response to some members complaining about the Ode of Remembrance being delivered in Noongar language at last year's Anzac Dawn service in Fermentale. Under the policy, all content except the New Zealand national anthem was to be presented or sung in English. Only the Australian, New Zealand and WA flags could be flown, and no welcome to country or acknowledgement of country ceremonies were to be performed at Anzac and Remembrance Day services. But RSL State President Peter Aspinall said it wasn't how the cultural respect policy was meant to be written.
Well, I apologise for any of misunderstanding of what our intentions were, and it certainly had nothing to do with in any shape or form attempting to be disrespectful to our Indigenous brethren.
A nine-year-old Murray boy, Quaden Bells, who lives with disability, led the NRL Indigenous All-Stars team to their game on Saturday. Quaden was born with achondroplasia, the most common form of dwarfism. Last week, a heartbreaking video of Quaden, shared by his mum Yaraka Bales, went viral. The nine-year-old tells his mum that he wants to take his own life due to bullying at school. After the video, Quaden Bales received words of support from many people all around the world. One of them was former NRL star and Indigenous All-Stars co-founder Preston Campbell.
And young Quaden, no doubt we're all thinking about you, mate. I'm sorry you've had to go through what you go through, but you got a family there that are very strong and they love you. And there's a lot of people in the community that support you and love you too.
Actor Hugh Jackman sent an online message to the young victim of bullying.
Quaden, you are stronger than you know, mate. And no matter what, you got a friend in me. Bullying is not okay.
Amongst the supporters was also US comedian Brad Williams, who has the same dwarfism condition as Quaden. A new bill is expected to be introduced to the Parliament today by Greens leader Adam Brandt, calling for oil, coal and gas companies to pay for the damage their products have caused Australians. The bill would grant damages to survivors and tourism businesses affected by the recent bushfires. More than 1,000 mourners have gathered in a South Brisbane park to remember a mother and her three children killed in an apparent act of domestic violence. The vigil was held just blocks away from where Hannah Clark and her children, Liana, Aliyah and Trey, were killed in a car fire on Wednesday, along with their father, Rowan Baxter. Police say Mr. Baxter said the car alighted while Miss Clark was doing the morning school drop-off. Hannah Clark's father, Lloyd Clark, was among those who spoke at the vigil.
This has been the hardest week of our lives, but my wife Suzanne and my son Nat and I have been overwhelmed by the number of people who have gone out of their way to offer their support and their help.
Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk also paid her respects to the family.
This unthinkable act of brutality took the lives of these three beautiful innocent children and their beautiful mother at a time when they were striving for a new future.
Listeners seeking family or domestic violence support can contact 1-800-RESPECT or 1-800-737-732. More than 260 Australians have completed their coronavirus quarantine period at a former mining camp near Darwin after being evacuated from China earlier this month. The end of their two-week stay at the Howard Springs facility was marked by a traditional smoking ceremony and a barbecue. Felicity celebrated her 13th birthday at the camp and says she's happy to be going home to Sydney.
I'm really excited because I actually really want to sleep in my own bed in my own room. And my family also wants to, but we really did like to stay here.
Activities and use of recreational facilities inside the former mining camp were cancelled in the lead-up to departure after seven people tested positive to COVID-19. They were among those evacuated from the Diamond Princess cruise ship in Japan, but also sent to Howard Springs. Abigail Trewin of the Australian Medical Assistance Team says those people are being quarantined in a separate area of the facility.
It's not mingling across all areas. They are separate defined areas that are kept separate for very important reasons. And the residents do understand that. And we are explaining that continually and will continue to support them through this next few weeks.
Turkey, Pakistan, Afghanistan and Armenia have temporarily closed their borders with Iran as fears mount over a spike in new coronavirus infections in the neighboring country. Turkey and Armenia have also suspended air and road travel to and from Iran. Iranian officials say 15 new cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed, taking the total to 43. The death toll in Iran stands at 8, the highest outside of China. Iran's health ministry spokesperson says it's tricky gathering the medical resources needed.
There are some difficulties in this matter, but the necessary medicines and equipment for treating coronavirus are not totally unavailable.
Italian officials have cut the Venice Carnival short by 2 days to try and control what is now the worst coronavirus outbreak in Europe. Italy has the continent's highest number of cases with 152. Three people have died. Luigi Brungiaro, the mayor of Venice, says cutting the iconic festival short is the right thing to do.
We are in touch with the emergencies unit of the Ministry of Health. We are obviously concerned, but we are focused and we are managing the city in everybody's interest.
At least 9 people have been killed in southeastern Turkey after a 5.7 magnitude earthquake struck near the border with Iran. Officials say at least 50 people have been injured, while others are trapped under collapsed buildings in the province of Van. One local says it is devastating to see the aftermath of the earthquake.
It was said that there were children under the wreckage over there. We went there and started removing the wreckage. I mean, it's indescribable. There were children under the wreckage.
To sports now. Rugby league made its official return over the weekend with the Indigenous versus Maori All-Stars men's and women's fixtures taking place on the Gold Coast. Pre-match culture presentations from both sides were widely praised for their displays of passion and respect. The Maori's men's team won the annual match for the first time, 30-16, while the women's All-Stars game favoured the hosts 10-4. In football, Sydney FC has bounced back from its heavy Asian Championships League loss with a 3-0 victory over Central Coast in Gosford. The Yokohama F Marinos trashed Sydney 4-0 just 4 days prior, but the Sky Blues managed to put away a defiant Mariners in the dying minutes at Central Coast Stadium. Although the teams are separated by 30 points on the A-League ladder, the game was tense at 1-0 until the 89th minute when Marco Tilio and Harry van der Zaak scored their first goals to secure the win. Sydney FC coach Steve Corsica said he's pleased with the result after what's been a tough and disappointing week for the team.
We defended well, kept another clean sheet, 3 in a row, And you got to dig deep in games like these, and they all did. It was excellent, I thought. And to see the young boys come on towards the end, and we needed fresh legs, they come on and they did a wonderful job, and, you know, two very good goals from the two young kids.
In the English Premier League, Chelsea downed London rivals Tottenham 2-1. Veteran Marcos Alonso fired up a superb second half goal to seal the result.
Giroud and Mount and Barkley and Alonso! Wonderful Chelsea goal! With a move that was a thing of beauty!
Manchester City had a win over Leicester City, and Manchester United has moved up to fifth in the English Premier League after a 3-0 win over Watford. And let's have a look at today's weather. Broome, partly cloudy with a top of 34. Perth, shower or two and possible storm, 33. Adelaide, mostly sunny with a top of 33. Melbourne, cloudy, top of 27. Hobart, partly cloudy, top of 24. Albury Wodonga, partly cloudy with a top of 33. Canberra, similar conditions, top of 29. Sydney, partly cloudy, top of 28. Brisbane, showers, top of 27. Townsville, also showers with 31 degrees. Cairns, showers and there's a possibility of a storm with 30 degrees. Darwin, partly cloudy, 34. Alice Springs, mostly sunny, and 35. And Torres Strait Islands, partly cloudy, there's a chance of showers and a thunderstorm with 28 degrees.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.